Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining us. My name is Brian Black. I'm with my co-host, Charlie Guild, and this is Mentor Monday, brought to you by Discover a Mentor. At Mentor Monday, we sit down with inspiring mentors and leaders from various backgrounds to gain and share insights about business and life. Now, what all of these guests have in common is a genuine interest in helping others, and mentoring has played an important part of their life. We feel pretty strongly about the power of sharing the stories of authentic people, and we think you will too. So please follow and like this podcast. It really does help get the word out. And if while you're listening, you think of someone that would make a good guest, please nominate them at info@discoveramentor.com. And now for today's interview. Today's guest, Rich Lyons, is the founder, CEO, and president of Lyons Consulting Group, the industry's premier e-commerce digital agency and global commerce service provider. Rich and his team serve brands, retailers, and B2B organizations with tailored solutions that maximize their online potential. He brings more than 20 years of experience in IT and digital consulting and over 30 years of experience in business development. Rich graduated summa cum laude with a BSEE from the University of Michigan and holds an MBA from Kellogg Graduate School of Management at Northwestern University. He also serves on the Board of Governance and is a founding member of the Wright Foundation for the Realization of Human Potential. He is currently adjunct faculty at the Wright Foundation and the Junto Institute for Entrepreneurial Leadership. Rich has been married for over 30 years to his wife, Dr. Gertrude Lyons, and is the proud father of two independent and contributing daughters. Rich Lyons, welcome, welcome. Thanks for coming aboard.
Thank you. Thanks for the wonderful introduction. I appreciate it.
Very good. Let's start right with the Fast Five. Rich, what's your walk-up music?
It's funny you ask that because I did box in my 40s. I had two boxing matches, and so I literally had some walk-up music. So my walk-up music was by Nelly. And it's Stepped on My J's.
Nice.
Very nice. Very nice. What is chapter one on the parenting guidelines?
Chapter one, for sure, for me, would be don't be your child's best friend and set very high expectations.
Sound advice. What would you happily pay a premium for?
You know, I'm one of those weird people that likes to pay a premium for anything of high quality. So whether that's clothes, as an example, shoes, cars, I believe in paying, you know, the top dollar for top quality products.
Very good.
Man, after our heart. Okay, Rich, finish this statement. My unfair advantage is...
my social and emotional intelligence. I mean, I practice self-awareness and self-management, which I feel is very, very important for leadership. And it allows me to be, you know, very strategic or tactical, depending on, you know, the situation. And I can choose my battles very effectively.
Dead or alive, who are the three dinner guests that you invite from all time in history?
Great question. I've got Arnold Palmer on there. It's funny, both my girls went to Wake Forest, and Arnold Palmer's a Wake Forest grad, so I respect him a lot. I've got Eric Little from Chariots of Fire. If you remember the movie Chariots of Fire, I respect him a lot for his passion, and he decided not to run on the Sabbath, but still ran and got a gold medal. And then I'm going to go number three. I'm going Shoeless Joe Jackson. I am a huge White Sox fan in Chicago, and I was able to visit the Field of Dreams and see the first game played there, actually, with the White Sox and the Yankees. So very exciting.
Oh, good for you. Lucky you.
That would have been great. That would have been great. All right, cool. So we're going to move on a little bit into background things like that. So what's the one place in the world you want to go, either returning or that is a must-see for you?
You know, on my bucket list for sure right now is Australia and New Zealand. I haven't been there. I've been a lot of places, but I have not been there. So I really want to go there. I want to go to both. I know it might be two different trips, but those are definitely on my bucket list. And You know, just a random one is Machu Picchu in Peru. I would love to go there and see it before you can't see it anymore.
Can't argue with that. I would go to Australia first so you can beat up on a Joey or have a kangaroo. You think it's buff, man.
I'd love to see the Great Barrier Reef before you can't see it.
Oh, right? Yeah, you're right about that. So share with us one or two of the key touchstones in your life when you were motivated by someone or something that helped you carve your own path, please.
Thanks. Yeah, there was a time at Lions Consulting Group, you know, we were giving, and we kept doing it, but we had a money back guarantee. So, you know, our promise to our customers was if you weren't satisfied, we'd give you your money back. I had a project going on. It was, you know, one of our first projects on a certain platform. And so we're very excited about it. There was a big trade show coming up and we were going to highlight this at a trade show. You know, we were going to wear the shirts and we were all branded out. And I got a call like 1 week before launch. And the CEO said to me, you know, our business isn't doing that well. You know, I'd like to take you up on your offer. I'd like to have all of our money back. And that wasn't our intent. You know, our intent was really more around satisfaction. It wasn't about that, but you know, I lived to my word. I sent him the check back. At that time, it was a ton of money for us. It was $60,000, sent it back, and we were just about to launch the site, so we'd already done all the work. And I remember calling a friend of mine and just saying, you know, this could put us out of business. I was crying, I was very upset. But I knew I had to do it, but I was afraid, you know, it could have been the end of Lions Consulting Group. So I sent him the check. You know, we went to the trade show the next week. You know, I was afraid of that story. Like, we didn't launch. Why didn't you launch? But I told people the truth, obviously, of what had happened and what we did. And the reaction surprised me, right? It became an amazing story. Like, really? Like, you sent someone their money back? Like, you did that? Like, seriously? And it became kind of an iconic story for our business and for living by our values, living true to our values, really focusing on the customer and keeping our word. So, you know, as we grew and as we hired more and more people, I mean, it became kind of a legend, like the story of what we did and really did the right thing. And obviously we didn't go out of business, but, you know, sometimes you're faced with those choices where you're just, you know you have to do it, but in your, you know, you're just, afraid. I was terrified, but I knew I had to do it. And it was important for my integrity. But, you know, I didn't know what the outcome was going to be.
Well, that's a great example of walking the walk, not just talking the talk, right? It kind of reminds me of the legendary story of Nordstrom's that took back the snow tires, not even selling tires, right? Just because of the high standard of customer satisfaction. Fantastic.
Rich, if you could thank anyone for help along the way, who would it be and what would it be for?
You know, I'll kind of split that one up a little bit because there are people who I have thanked and I do thank, right? So I'm not going to count them. Like, my mother has been an amazing support for me, obviously personally, but also in business. You know, my father, who has passed away, my grandmother played a huge role in my life, a huge role, just unconditionally, you know, showing me unconditional love, you know, as her oldest grandchild. My wife has been an amazing, amazing support for me and my children. But I was thinking more, you know, people I haven't talked to or I can't talk to. You know, I've got two coaches too. I would love to mention too, like Doctors Bob and Judith Wright have supported me all along my path in terms of my marriage, my parenting, and my business. But there, you know, I think back and there's a few people. There's two teachers, Mrs. Menberg, and Mr. Zabel were my sixth grade teachers. You know, I haven't talked to them in ages. You know, this makes me want to look them up. But it was at a time, you know, sixth grade isn't always easy. And I was very good at math. And they really invested in me. I mean, they bought me materials. They sent me to the library. Here, study these materials, see what you can do, because I had kind of outgrown the math that they were teaching in sixth grade. And then they gave me a test. And I remember Mr. Zabel saying, I thought you said you knew this stuff. And I was like, I thought I did. He's like, you killed it. You killed the test. He was just messing with me. And then they kind of helped me go into seventh grade, which was junior high, and go into eighth grade math. And then when I was in eighth grade, I went to the high school and took math at high school. And then when I was a senior, I took math in college. So, but that was started with Mrs. Venberg and Mr. Zabel in sixth grade, just, you know, believing in me, believing in my potential, and being willing to push me beyond what the system would support.
What is your central truth?
That's a great one. I would say, you know, when I think about my central truth, I think about living life as an adventure. And can I live that? Can I choose that every day? You know, and it comes from, you know, I had mentioned Dr. Judith Wright. She has a book called The One Decision. And it's like, my one decision was that life is an adventure. You know, and it's my choice to choose, regardless of what's happening, regardless of how I'm feeling, do I choose that my life's an adventure? You know, not that I'm planning it. You know, it doesn't always come out the way I envision it, and I think it should. But I'm trying, you know, I'm living this adventure of life. I'm trying to maximize my potential and my God-given gifts, you know, to make this world a better place, right? And I think if I can choose that more often than not, you know, I've done a good job.
Right. All right. So speaking of adventure, where do you look for motivation, Rich?
You know, that I'm typically a fairly motivated person. You know, I'm fairly competitive. You know, I played sports, and so I'm pretty motivated and intentional around, you know, success and creating success. And I think my challenge more recently has been to be more, you know, so I focus a lot on doing and accomplishing, on getting things done. And I've been much more motivated to kind of breathe a little more, reflect a little more, and see if I can help others, you know, given, you know, what I've been given, and pay it forward.
Today's interview is being brought to you by our partners at Discover a Mentor. Discover Mentor is the online mentoring platform that brings mentors, proteges, and companies together in a way that's simple and intuitive. At Discover Mentor, they believe that when goodness is supported, greatness is revealed. Join Discover Mentor now to reveal your greatness. The Hyatt Place Chicago Wicker Park, where style, innovation, and 24/7 convenience create a perfectly seamless stay. The Hyatt Place. Hashtag why settle. Our friends at Incredible Bank in Madison, Wisconsin. Incredible Bank believes a lasting relationship with your bank starts by providing incredible customer experiences in every aspect of your banking relationship. And our production partners at Trend North. Trend North helps companies and senior executives close the gap between their ideas and actions by providing them with scalable brand development and tactical marketing resources. And now, back to this week's conversation.
What technology did you think would have existed by now?
That's funny. You know, I was a Star Trek watcher, you know, when I was a kid, and loved, you know, Captain Kirk and Star Trek. So I really, really thought we would be able to, you know, beam places, right? Forget air travel. And I've spent too much time on airplanes. I would love to be able to beam places, like, you know, beam me, you know, Scotty, you know, beam me to London. I'd like to be in London and not have to take 6 hours, you know, so I would love if we could get there. And I'd always hoped we would get there.
What and or who inspires you? And has that changed over the years?
You know, I would say the people, the who of what inspire me are really the real life stories of people overcoming what, you know, what you would think were seemingly impossible odds, right? You know, Jim Collins always talked about a BHAG, you know, a big, hairy, audacious goal, you know, and I love you know, sports films and excuse me, especially, you know, the true movies, right? The things that actually happened. I mean, Miracle is an easy example of the USA hockey team, right? You know, seemingly impossible odds. Remember the Titans, love that movie, you know, back, you know, when integration was going on. We Are Marshall, you know, tragedy, you know, when the whole football team and the coaches, you know, are killed in a plane crash and what happens and the outpouring of support, you know, by other programs, you know, and other people. And even Muhammad Ali is one of my personal heroes, and the movie When We Were Kings, when, you know, it goes through when everyone thought he was going to lose. And even I remember Howard Cosell thought he was going to literally die, you know, that George Foreman was going to kill him. And he ends up winning that fight. So, I mean, those to me are totally inspiring, and I love it. And I think the other thing that I like are really, and I'm inspired by, are kind of these random acts of kindness. When you see someone go out of their way to help someone else, you know, and it restores, you know, kind of my belief in humanity. I remember I had knee surgery about 10 years ago, and I was on crutches. I was happened to be in New York City, and so many people wanted to help me. People were opening doors. People were helping me carry things. And gosh, I felt good because I wasn't asking for it, but people were just reaching out. And of all places, New York, right, where we might have stereotypes about people. And I love, you know, those random acts of kindness that no one needs to do. And that inspires me.
All right, Rich. So can you give us your blueprint, what the secret is to be a successful long-term, to have a successful long-term mentor and protege relationship?
Sure. There's a few things, but I'll start with desire. You know, the coachee or the protege, gosh, they have to be motivated and they have to want something and they have to have the desire. I'll share a quick story when I first started Lions and I was hiring salespeople, and I was a very good salesperson. So I thought I could train anyone to be successful in sales. I literally thought that. I thought I could mentor and coach anyone to be successful. And unfortunately, or fortunately, I guess, I learned if someone doesn't want it, and if someone's not motivated, there's nothing I can do. Like, I can't do it. You know, so I think that desire and the want is a very, very important thing. I think listening on both sides, the coach and the coachee, I think is very, very important, you know, for a mentor and a protege. Are they both listening? Are they listening to each other? You know, a lot of times I think all of us at times can get stuck waiting for the other person to talk so then I can say what I want to say instead of actually listening and really taking it in and thinking. And then being able to share from there maybe my experience, you know, that I've had and really do that experience sharing. And then, you know, third, I would say, you know, you have to have honesty. You have to be open to sharing. You have to be willing to get into difficult conversations, difficult areas, painful at times areas. You know, I was in EO for a while, the Entrepreneurs Organization. They used to talk about the 5%. Like, can you talk about that 5% on the bottom? And can you talk about that 5% on the top? And be willing to be vulnerable, honest, and, you know, and have your feelings about it. And I think I'd say those are the main things for really it to be successful between the mentor and protege. I guess I'll add one last thing is to kind of be clear on the contract. Like, I have a mentor and I've had for many years, and I think I use him very well. But part of our contract is he gives me coaching, he gives me ideas, but it's clear that it's still my choice, right? He doesn't expect me to do everything that he tells me, you know. So as a mentor now, I give people, you know, my advice, my experience, but that doesn't mean they should do it. It has to fit for them. The timing has to be right. They have to accept it, because I don't want them to be like, oh, Rich said it, you know, so then I get blamed, right? Instead of, you know, owning it and doing it because you think it's the right thing. So I'd say maybe that's the last thing.
That's fantastic. I mean, you've hit on all those points. And so let me ask you this. At the end of the day, though, it's a lot of work, right? You're investing in somebody else. You're focusing on somebody else. At the end of the day, you've got a very full, sounds like a very full, rich life. You've got a very rewarding career, successful family, wonderful daughters. What compels you to mentor? Why do you mentor? What is it that compels you?
I have a desire to kind of share what's been given to me, right? It's definitely, you know, pay it forward. Like, I fully believe in that. I believe in karma, you know, very heavily. You know, karma, you know, you what you put in the world, you get back, or vice versa. What I've been given, I need to give back. And I believe very heavily in that karma. And I believe I've been, you know, blessed with great teachers, as I mentioned, and mentors and coaches in my life. And if I can share something to help someone not make the same mistake I made, you know, let them make their own mistakes, their new mistakes, but not the same one. And if I can add value and make a difference in that way, that's why I mentor. That's what I want to do. And, you know, and in some regard, realize my potential, you know, and fully use my God-given gifts. And if I can help someone, you know, then I think I'm doing a really good job. I mean, I have some experience. I've done a lot of things. And if I can share something that's going to help someone, that's why I mentor. And I find that to be very nourishing and very fun.
Rich, what would you like your legacy to be?
You know, those people that I'm contributing to and those people that, you know, I'm mentoring, you know, that's part of my legacy. Like, I feel like I want to work with people that want to change the world in their own way. Right. And if I can help them, you know, and their market, their technology, their industry, you know, they have a vision, they have a passion. And if I could help them realize that and make the world just a little better of a place, I would like that to be, you know, part of my legacy. And the other part, you know, obviously is my children. You know, we've mentioned I have two daughters, Morgan and Hannah. And they're both in society right now, right? They're 25 and 23. They're both working. And I like to, you know, feel like I have developed, you know, these contributing members of society, and they will be my legacy, and they will live our values, you know, going forward, and make this world a better place.
Rich, this has been a fantastic conversation. On behalf of Brian, I want to thank you. But before we end, let me ask you this. For anybody that's listening, where can they reach out, learn more about you, contact you, be involved in your world as they see fit, as you see fit? Help people understand how they can get a hold of you.
Sure. I mean, they can definitely find me on LinkedIn. You know, you can see me, Richard B. Lyons. I also have a website, richardblyons.com, and would love to, you know, interact with people and talk to people. And see if I can, like I said, make a difference and help out.
Fantastic. Thank you, Rich, very much. Yes. I appreciate it.
Thanks again. Excellent. Excellent. We do appreciate it. It was a blast.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
That's it for another installment of Mentor Monday from Discover Mentor. Please remember to follow and rate this podcast and nominate that next great guest. Today, we've come to you from atop the Hyatt Place Chicago Wicker Park, home of the Kennedy Rooftop. On behalf of Charlie Giles and me, Brian Black, we'd like to wish you well and thank you again for listening.